Hello?
Oh no, she's dead.
Death, a funny business on FUBAR Radio with Becky Briggs and Natasha Spencer-Levy.
It's all shits and giggles till somebody dies.
Yay!
Yeah, we're back! Another week of Death, a funny business.
Mm-hmm. Another day, another death.
Every day and the studio is dressed in tinsel and beautiful.
It's so
Christmas
sparkly.
Festive things.
I think it was Santa sparkly hat. last week.
Oh, it was. But today is Christmas.
Okay, but today is Christmas.
Today is Christmas. And there were Christmas hats. But I didn't put my Christmas hat on.
No, I wasn't going to put a Christmas hat on. I can't do it with the headphones. I feel like that's quite a lot to go on.
Oh, it would be quite funny seeing you in that, though.
What, you want to see me in a Christmas hat?
I do
want
to see you in that, yeah.
It's hot.
There's a lot of like us talking this week.
I know, it's exciting.
And we've got one guest.
We do.
We've got James Watts, who's the co-founder of Ashes Into Glass. So it's a company which turns loved ones' ashes into glass or jewellery or other cute little keepsakes.
I think is super cute.
It's so cute.
We were just talking about this. Like, both of us were like, oh, I wish we had, because you don't have ashes, do you?
No.
For daddy.
I have no daddy.
For daddy. Oh, God. I'm so sorry, Mark. No, I'm so sorry.
he's listening right now.
Yeah, he's like, please don't call me daddy.
No, I don't have any ashes left. They're all gone.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of upset about this. Yeah. But it's also really exciting for people who are going to die.
No, it's so exciting.
Because they get to have their ashes on someone's finger.
Would you want that?
I would.
I would want that.
I would want that. But I would want lots of rings because I lose them all the time. So yeah,
I mean, you get a big bag of dust. Like, at the end of the day, like, you could have quite a few pieces of jewellery.
Oh, my God.
From mom, dad. Yeah, my mum is under some cherry tree. Some cherry tree in Tamworth somewhere, which is cute.
And as it's Christmas, how are you feeling about it?
Christmas.
In, like, 10 days or something.
Yeah. Is it?
What's Christmas like in your household with a dead mother?
Christmas is hard. I'm not going to lie. My mum died my mum died in October. And my birthday is also in December. So my birthday is actually next week. It's a week today.
Oh my gosh. Why was I not invited?
Is this our last from... I'm not having a party. I'm sorry. If I was having a party, you would come. Like, you're one of my friends, like, actual friends.
Friends.
Like, I would totally invite you if I was having a party this year, but I'm not. I am doing such a low-key Christmas because of all the hands and knees and all that. My pains, my inflammatory arthritis / fibromyalgia diagnosis. Anyway, very boring. But
it's
not.
It's true. It's happening.
It's happening and it's boring.
But, like, on a normal Christmas, last year, what was it like? Like, in terms of, like, family dynamics?
Do you know what? My dad has a habit of running off to the Caribbean and leaving me and Tabs behind.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Oh.
If he's listening to this, he's gonna be cross.
I don't want to say anything now.
No. That's kind of what we used to do as kids. Like, we had kind of extended family out there. Because you remember?
I do remember when we were.
But
I thought
school.
You went with.
No, we did used to, but now that we're older, we don't do that. So Dad kind of leaves us here. But I would say this year's exciting. We're having a proper family Christmas with me, Tabs, Dad, in Cornwall.
In Cornwall?
Yeah, because our godparents are down there, so we're going to go have a nice time. I think it's tricky, like, Christmas for anyone missing anyone is really hard. Like, I remember the ones the most is when we've been alone. It's like just the three of us, and that's when it's like the most evident that like someone's missing.
Yeah. And it's, but the bit that I think is the forced fun.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we all have to get together and I think I wrote a song called Santa Please Stay Home.
Oh,
because it was
Becky.
it was just like can he genuinely just leave off this year, because it's so boring having to like pretend to enjoy playing charades and all that stuff when you're just like, we all know that someone's missing and there's such an elephant in the room, but we've all got to kind of, you know, carry on. And I remember a few Christmases ago my brother got really angry at me because I got upset.
Because
I was like, I really missed Dad. And he was like, why are you ruining Christmas?
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So we were all processing things slightly differently.
Yeah.
And so I 100%. Think my whole family, like, they don't even mention my dad. It's just like the thing that no one talks about. So I tried to make a conscious effort to go, you know, cheers at dinner. like, yeah. cheers to everyone who's not with us yeah. at dinner, like, we miss you, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone kind of carries on eating. And I'm just a bit like,
yeah.
oh my God, this is actually kind of shit. Like, I think yeah. you should try at least and remember or
yeah, 100%, bring
like, them, like, keep their memory alive yeah, slightly. 100%. Christmas is about family.
So, I mean, I say that my dad leaves us to the Caribbean and it sounds like I'm being all like, meh, but actually we go and spend Christmas with our godparents normally. And my godmother was my mum's best mate, pretty much. And like, they did so much together. And their kids always kind of like whip out the VHSs and like play them on telly for like me and Tabs. And like, honestly, that is like my favorite part of Christmas. Like, they'll get out like an old Apple Mac, which everything, like all the home videos have been digitized. Yeah. And like, we literally just sit there clicking through, because obviously my mum isn't their family, so it's a lot of like them being kids, but then like you get glimpses of like my mum, and like it's my favorite thing we do at Christmas, which is like to kind of stick on an old video and like just skip 10 seconds through yeah. waiting for like mum to pop up. And it's so weird. I remember last year we put on one of these tapes from like France and it's like this French holiday that my godparents and kids were on, and my godbrother was like, oh, there's so much of like us as babies, let's find some more of Vanessa, who's my mum by the way, and we're skipping through and just a full screen, the full television is just suddenly filled with my naked mother
sunning
herself. I'm not joking. And I just went, I like turned to Ruin, who's my godbrother, I was like, is that enough of Vanessa for you? Is that good?
Like, well, I was thinking about this, not to be crude.
No, because she's like, no, like, I'm not saying she's naked, but like she's sunning herself, like she's topless.
That's quite romantic.
It's, no,
and
it's
like,
fine. Like,
sweet.
They're clearly like at the pool, like, but it's just so funny. Like, we were like skipping through and it's just like, it's these moments that you're just like, but it's still like weirdly precious to
yeah
me.
Don't I'm delete like, that
but like there's a whole bit in those videos where she's oil painting. She's like, they did like a little, I don't even know what they were doing, but my mom used to paint, and like she had all the kids that were there at the holiday like paint with her, and it was just so interesting like hearing her do that with kids. It was so nice to like just hear her talking about it, because I paint now on
well,
her
I guess
easel.
You can kind of get snippets, you know, into kind of like your mum's life, and you well, can see that because you don't yeah. know that you were
and
so
it's
young.
Like, it's like having a conversation with her.
Yeah,
like it genuinely is. Like, it's weird. It's like getting to know her. Like, I live in her childhood home, and I went in the attic the other day, and I found this diary school thing, and it was like 1974, and it was like her must have been like her summer diary or something, and she had to do it for school, and it was like all of her opinions from when she was 14. And I was like, this is just treasure. This is just absolute treasure.
Were they like your opinions, do you think?
It was quite funny. I mean, there was like, you know, there's a whole section about boys where she's like, I don't think boys are worth a cent. She's like, I think girls should just stay away from boys. They're awfully smelly. And, you know, it's just quite funny. And she's like, my mum is quite strict, but it really is my granddad who's the
what
most
are you, What are you going to do with all your, like, all my, because I was thinking, when I die, all my diaries and my photos and... You know, not that I have anything naughty on my phone, but if someone were to have something naughty on their phone and they died, like, everyone has access to it.
Well, you say that, but like there's that whole thing with iPhone where they don't let you access
it.
It's really dangerous,
because
actually.
I wasn't allowed to get into my dad's iCloud.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in.
They don't let you
in it. And I was like, well, all our family photos are on there.
Yeah, exactly. Which and in some ways, for stuff like that, it makes sense. Like, okay, there's a privacy clause for like all of that crap. Like, at the end of the day, if I died, I don't know if I'd want everyone having my stuff. And it's also like random bank details, and you don't want anyone stealing your identity or shit like that.
It must be like people like finding out after their partner's died, they've had affairs and stuff.
Exactly. Like, but then also there is the horrible thing where it's like, you know, somebody dies and you can't access any of that. Which
is actually kind of rubbish, because we couldn't see anything. I think we might have like known like the family iCloud password or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so much in there that I can't like see anymore. So that is a bit frustrating.
What about you? What about you for Christmas? I know that you said that like...
Well, we always go to Sweden to see my mum's side of the family.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't really have much family. So I actually always feel like when I'm there, that it's like lovely. But I do feel like there's half of me that's not being like... that's not being celebrated, or that I'm not kind of like in touch with dad's side, which I kind of find, I find pretty sad, especially because that side of the family don't really necessarily talk about dad that much. But then also I do feel like incredibly grateful to have a family and like to be celebrating and have nice food and drinks and blah, blah, blah. And so it's all like perspective, isn't it?
And I suppose it's a bit nice to be kind of like away a little bit. Like,
yeah,
I definitely find it easier like when we've been, when we've kind of like gone to like somewhere else. Like when we've had Christmas at home here, like those first few Christmases was awful.
Like, we went away the first three because it was like, we are not doing Christmas. I think we like flew on like Christmas Day. We're like, we actually are not. Yeah. We're not celebrating Christmas. No. And it was the best thing ever.
My dad hates Christmas. And I think because of that, I don't think he'd say that, but I think he just doesn't like Christmas because I think it's like, it's just, it's one of those things where even though Christmas Day is like hella capitalistic now and like, it's supposed to be about the birth of Jesus or the winter solstice or whatever you believe in, you know. But like at the end of the day, it's become this like, no matter what you're doing, it can become really sentimental really quickly. And like, it doesn't matter how much you try and like segregate your mind from like the thought of it. Yeah. Like genuinely, I just find myself, it's not even like opening presents or anything like that. It's, I get upset when I see like, I'll be like watching my family and like standing in the hall, and I can feel myself getting teared up because I wish she was there.
Yeah.
And
do you find you compare yourself to other families? Because that's what I do. I compare myself to other you know, like proper families.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you go, I want that, or like that's something I really want. And actually, something that I talked about in my therapy session yesterday was the need to kind of find someone to fill that void. And obviously, like, the void, we can talk about that. Actually, we can talk about that later because this is quite a deep topic. But, like, there's this kind of need to just something just to fill it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Christmas is such an obvious time where someone just isn't there.
Yeah.
And then you just end up kind of, like, craving, like, I don't know, a boyfriend or, like, someone to kind of, or, like, even external, like, family friends to come in and just bring a new energy to the, to their, like, house and mix things up slightly. But,
That's why me and my sister were, like, let's go to Cornwall with my godparents because we're not staying in Tunbridge Wells with my dad, who I'm addressing you, father, because sometimes he does listen to this. He said we're going to have Christmas here at home. His immediate reaction was like, I'm not doing Christmas though. We can have like pasta or something, but I'm not doing the whole thing. And Tab's my little sister. My little sister, just watching her on the FaceTime, like. She's like, and then I got off the phone with her. She's like, I don't want to do that. I want to have a nice time. And I was like, yeah, no. But my dad's so funny about Christmas. But
I actually remember my dad hated Christmas.
Really?
He was such a Grinch.
That's kind of fun though. Maybe you could hate Christmas on his behalf.
I really need to like find the lyrics of this song that I wrote. It was honestly quite funny.
How do you not know? It's your song. You wrote this. Can you give us a rendition?
I'm trying to think.
It was
like Santa, please stay home. Oh my god, what was it? It was like oh my god, I actually have to
this
find
is,
it.
This is a thing. Mark, Father Mark. Daddy's.
I don't even call him daddy. I call him dad. I'm sorry.
It really cringes me out
when people call their parents mummy and daddy.
I know, it's horrible, it's just what we do. Like, I can't help it. It's because, look, put it this way, daddy has been sexualized and I don't like it. I would like to
Who did that?
I don't know, because I feel like it wasn't as trendy. Like, well, we haven't been that old for that long, but like. Like, I feel like it wasn't as trendy when we were, like, teens. Like, no one was saying that, like, as a joke when we were teens. Like, when we were learning, like, shit like that.
No.
And then now everyone's, like, using it, like, very seriously. I mean, by all means.
Feel free to do it.
You call whoever you want daddy. But anyway, on the note of Rebecca's father.
Yeah.
I think you're doing him proud by being pissed at Christmas.
Do you reckon?
I bet you he's, like, exactly, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should just get pissed.
Yeah. Eat food.
Yeah.
Lots of, like...
Lie down.
Salted nuts.
Yeah.
That comes to mind.
What do you eat at Christmas? What's your favourite thing at Christmas?
Well, we have like ham and like a Swedish like smoked salmon potatoes.
What is a Swedish Christmas? Swedish Christmas.
Well, it's on the 24th.
Oh yes.
It's Christmas Eve, and Father Christmas will actually come to your house. So like growing up, we were in like my grandparents and my parents like. Cabin in the middle of like nowhere, and there'll be loads
spoilers,
of snow.
Father Christmas doesn't exist, just you know. Just
no, he does because he's about to visit
oh,
us.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit,
so Father Christmas will have his massive sack, And he'll walk down.
I'm fine.
And I don't even know who he is. He'll walk with loads of presents.
Like a stranger.
I don't know. My dad would never tell me. He actually said this is going to go to my grave, is what he said. He said spoke too soon, didn't he? But he said I would never know. And he like walked like the Father Christmas walked like with his proper like hat on and his like massive costume.
Wow.
And then had a lantern.
And then totally give you a present.
Ho, ho, ho. And then he like that. Hey, finns det några snälla barn här?
Oh, wow.
And that means, are there any nice children here?
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, I'm daddy. Nice.
Father, I'm here.
I've been a good girl.
I've been such a good girl.
And then he comes in, give him some whiskey or whatever.
I
genuinely don't know who
do
it is.
Do you think does he go round other houses or is it just yours? Like you have your own singular?
He stays for a while and drinks
right,
a lot.
Okay.
So this
has got to be like Uncle Steve, Uncle Sven.
Sven sounds more Swedish.
That's why I changed it. I was like, yeah. I don't know.
It probably was, but it was just mental. And then anyway, he'd come and stay and we'd get some presents or whatever. And then the 25th is a little bit like Boxing Day.
Cute.
So it's not, yeah. But actually, that it's for me as Christmas is what that's my dream Christmas.
Or
if I think about Christmas, that's what I like to think back to. Mm. And obviously, it was magical because I was a child and there was snow, and I feel very lucky to have appreciated and had that time with my family.
Totally.
But what I now want to do is like replicate that.
That's
but
hard.
I can't do that.
That's hard.
And even if my dad isn't in the picture, I think I still want. Like I'm like I really want kids because I want to be able to do the same thing and I want to feel the same.
You want the babies.
I want a baby.
We all want babies.
But I need
Who
to find a baby daddy first. So
we
I
will find one at some point, or we just collect some specimen.
Some. Big
I'm
sucks.
Very much of the opinion that if I have to do it on my own, I'll do it.
I can see you doing that though.
Yeah, because men suck. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That was just me. I'm just projecting. Men don't suck. Some of you.
Why
nice.
Do you think all Christmas songs are about love?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well,
is it a stupid question?
I suppose no. I don't think it's a stupid question. I'm gonna give you a really stupidly, logical answer, which is capitalism. Like I genuinely think it's like a thing of like. Oh, you must be in love and therefore you must come ice skating because it's Christmas, because you're in love. So that's...
I love that though, but do I love that because it's capitalism? I'm trying to find myself.
Probably. You probably love it because it's capitalism, but
because
also...
Because I also really want that. Like, I want to go
also,
to
Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, but also
I think that's fine. Like, if you want to...
I want to go and share a donut.
Honestly, just to let everyone know, I can't think of anything worse than Winter Wonderland and a boy. There's something about Winter Wonderland that confuses me. My best friend is sitting outside right now, and he's tried to make me go to Winter Wonderland about 4 years in a row. Both him and our other best friend, Dan. They have been trying to make me to go, and I have no desire to stand in a muddy field.
No, I
freezing my ass off.
Yeah.
Holding my little cold hands, but then maybe it's because I'm
paying
just...
£14 for a hot dog. I know.
And then I've got to go on a roller coaster, and it's the air is brisk. The air is brisk.
You're not the person to take
I
to
am sensorially too sensitive for that crap. Like, I'm just, I'm sensorially too sensitive.
I found the song.
Sorry to interrupt. Here we go. I'd like a dramatic
I'm not
reading.
I'm not going to sing it.
You
but
can do
say
a dramatic
it.
Reading. Shall I do a dramatic reading?
You do it.
Oh, it's exciting. Okay. How am I supposed to be moving on? Why is everyone dancing to Christmas songs? I just want to shout, my dad's not here no more. I've started in a humorous way and now I feel like it's actually quite serious and I'd like to change my...
No, please carry on.
Okay,
please carry on.
Okay. We're playing charades for the 100th time. I guess I'll just pretend he's not on my mind. Oh, Becky. I'd rather spend December sad than put on a show. Santa, please stay home. Santa, please stay home. I think it would be easier if Santa just stayed home. Maggie, you made me cry. No, but I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's so, like, honestly, like, Christmas Day, I remember as a kid being, like dreading the actual day. The whole run-up is all right. The end, like, after, it's fine. But everything is closed on Christmas Day. There is nothing to do. You're, like, because everything is fucking closed, you
Where would
have
you go?
To go... No, but I just mean like it's not like a day where you can go like, oh, escape. Should we go like, yeah. I don't know, watch, go to cinema or like do like, I don't know, go shopping or whatever. Not that I like, I don't like shopping, but like, that's against the point. But like,
you feel,
do you know what
stuck.
I mean? You are, because everything is closed. There's like no alternative other than, so have you got all your food in for the day? Have you got all your like activities? Because by the way, this is the day where you have to completely be detached from the rest of the world and you're supposed to be with your family who are all sitting there like, it's time and mum's dead. Like,
you should just do a puzzle. That's what I do.
A puzzle. Oh my god, you're so cute.
Because you can detach yourself from family and you can go, can no one interrupt me, please? Well, I guess I'm trying to complete my puzzle.
A puzzle as well feels slightly less socially. It feels slightly more socially.
You can do
acceptable.
It in the corner of the room and you can ask if people want to participate and you know they'll get bored, so they'll fuck off.
Yeah.
It's great. Try it.
I love that for you.
Try it this year.
I love that. I'm going to do a puzzle. That is. Wait, so what is your favourite food at Christmas? Sorry, we had this question earlier, but I really actually do want to know the answer. Because I know what mine is. And it's,
I would happily have a pizza. Like, genuinely, a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh,
from Domino's.
Wow. We're learning a lot about Becky today.
I would love that.
And it's not good.
I would love that so much.
A Hawaiian Domino's.
Large size, big garlic dip.
Okay, the garlic dip, I understand. Hawaiian pizza from Domino's.
Merry Christmas, Tash.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you know what? Fair enough, though.
I think we should go on the break now because I don't want you to ask any more questions.
Fine, I don't want to ask any more questions. I'm digging a hole here.
All right, see you after the break.
Bye.
FUBAR Radio. Cool. Welcome back to Death of Funny Business. Yay. We're joined with James Watts. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining us.
So fun having you in the studio.
It is. And more importantly, you are the co-founder of Ashes into Glass, a company which turns loved ones' ashes into glass or jewellery or other keepsakes.
Yeah.
Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about like how you started this company, and is it just you? Is it yours or
it's mine and my longtime friend and business partner, Bill. We're friends from school, and we back in the sort of 90s we were fooling around and we would built a little furnace and we started doing mobile glass blowing demonstrations. And then we were approached by a local farmer who was doing a big event, and he wanted to build a craft centre. He built a craft, built a workshop. We worked there from 1996. And then we made all specialist type of glass. Commissions, antique restoration. We made the bottles for the Pirates of the Caribbean film.
That's so cool.
And Johnny Depp came and collected it.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
You always.
Damn.
We also restored the antique lights around Buckingham Palace and down the Mall. We specialised in making special things.
Yeah.
And then a lady came into our shop one day and asked if we could put some of her mum's ashes into some glass to remember her mum.
What was your reaction to that? Were you thinking,
bit half and half.
Yeah.
We weren't really sure. We thought, it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
We'll make some samples like we do everything else. We made some samples. I know what we made. We made a vase, we made a pendant, and we made a paperweight, and we used bone meal as samples.
Nice. Blood, fish, bone.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I was going to ask what that is.
Good stuff. Yeah. So for the green fingered out there, they'll know it's a fertilizer for the plants, and it's made of crushed. It's like basically off cast crushed bones, fish bones.
Quite good that they're not going to waste, though.
No,
right?
It's super good because you just put it in the soil and then stuff grows, which is great. Anyway, sorry, James.
No, it's all right. GQT, where you go? and then we showed the local funeral director. Strangely, the lady never came back.
Oh.
I think she was, you know, just milling around asking a question. Could you do something?
Mm. Okay, yeah. It's more of an inquiry rather than
a commission. Yeah. Mm. We showed the local funeral director. He thought it was kind of the moment because as families were getting more dispersed, around the world and travelling. People like to have something with them. We made ourselves a little brochure, and it just kind of, with the help of Facebook, which around that time was just booming and it was all new. The word spread, and we've just grown since then.
So that's all you. So it's specifically that, now.
That's
it
all
is
we do.
Just
from,
wow.
From
does that lady know what she's done?
No idea. No. From 2006, that's all we've concentrated on.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. I was saying it's such a beautiful thing to do because I think that to be able to have something sentimental
so
to kind of carry around with you all the time would be lovely. Unfortunately, we don't have any ashes left. So
just for the context of it, our parents have passed. We have parents passed, and but both of us were saying like neither of us have any ashes left, which is so sad.
But that would have been such a nice thing to have known that was a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like. They must have had such good kind of like feedback and like have you had any nice like stories since
we've
starting? I guess so.
Nice stories. Yes.
Kind
nice.
Of.
It's a nice
bittersweet.
Thing to do.
No, it's totally
we do get lots of it. We get lots of people say, "Oh, I wish I'd known. I wish I'd known."
Yeah.
Even now, you know, sort of almost 20 years on, we get, "Oh, I wish I'd known about this."
Mm.
Most of our clients come through word of mouth. Obviously, Facebook, you know, helps, but. Lots of people, we've got a shop, lots of people just come in like, oh, my sister had one, my friends had one. There's
so
obviously
is
upsetting stories and
of
memorable
course.
Stories.
Of course. Can I ask a question? Is it like the ashes are melted into the glass or are they like layered into the glass so you can see the ashes or is it like they're mixed up in the glass?
Both.
Bit of both. Okay.
We've got a furnace that's at 1,000 degrees on all the time. And we gather the glass from it, we mix the coloured glass and the crystals and the ashes outside the furnace, you know, in a separate little furnace, so they're all done individually. And then we make a little nugget of glass for the jewellery, and then we cut the stone like you would cut a diamond, with diamond tools, and set it in the ring.
Beautiful. Oh, have you got one on now?
Of course. I have my dad with me.
You have your dad.
I was
going to
ask that if you've lost anyone.
Yeah, my
and
dad.
Is that was yeah. that after the? Sorry, was that after the after you set this
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, much after like recently. Yeah,
oh, recently. Oh my gosh, bless you. That's so nice that he can be like with us in the room today.
Yeah,
that's
good.
So
it's
lovely.
I think that is why everyone does. Everyone chooses to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
What was, you don't have to answer if it's too personal, but what was that experience like for you? Did you make that yourself?
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, I made it myself. It was nice. It's nice. It's still nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. My dad's always with me.
That's so lovely.
I want one.
I know. I want one too. James, would you want to be turned into one if you did? Or are you more of like a throw me out to sea kind of situation? We have this conversation quite a lot.
I'm going to leave that for my children to decide.
Yeah,
no, that is nice.
Really?
Yeah. Aww, that's lovely.
I don't think you should. I guess dictate what you want done.
Yeah. That's such a good point because there is a level of like, is it your choice anymore? In a way.
I guess if it hasn't been spoken about or if nothing's been asked.
Hmm.
I mean, like we just decided to do it with my dad in the sea because he lived in Hastings and it was just a nice thing to
do. Yeah, that is nice. Mark feels like he needs to be in the sea as well.
Yeah, and then we did it under a bench, but it was more like that was us, like as kids, and my mum decided that. So yeah, I guess it depends.
No, that is lovely.
I have another question. The how many like grams of ashes do you need?
We asked for a teaspoon, which
a
is
teaspoon.
A teaspoon.
Okay, that's so really not a lot.
It's not a lot, no. A teaspoon. So you can put most of the ashes in the sea or wherever you want.
I see, so that's really nice. Yeah. Then you can do it all.
Yeah, you can have
you
everything.
Can, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
We still see, you know, mum and daughter. I don't want that. Yeah, mum, I want you. No, no. We still see that.
Have you ever been asked to make, like, a weird glass thing for someone's ashes? Like, we know
it's
we had a guy. We had a guy come on talking about, he made coffins. And he said he's had some funny, he had a request to do, like, a Marlboro Gold cigarette coffin basically for this one person. Have you ever been do you take requests?
No,
like
we don't take requests.
You don't take requests
to make it from back to our commission days. We used to make, you know, to make a specific item, yeah. you have to make lots of prototypes and pretty much they go in the bin until you get to the right one. So we've specialised what we do, and families can choose the colour, the metal, the engraving, all the stuff, but we specialise in our, in the designs that we make.
And can they be a part of that process and watch it happen?
Yeah.
So they're a part of the whole
thing? They can come in and, we have like a viewing day. They can come and see the first part, like the important part, really, the ashes and the glass being fused together. That came about kind of by accident. One of our first clients phoned up and said, "How do I know they're my ashes?"
That's a good point.
Good question. Very good question. Yeah. Of course you should ask that.
And then they came.
And the only thing I could think to say was, "Well, you can come and watch if you want."
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. That's such a nice way to be like reassured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's carried on. It's carried on. We actually thought that from offering that, we wouldn't be able to cope.
Yeah.
But most people are really happy, you know, to send the ashes or deliver them, and that's it. It's trust, obviously.
Absolutely.
They trust what we do.
Yeah.
Because that's quite an emotional process. I can imagine for some people watching that, and then I was wondering if you then become a bit of a therapist for an hour or two.
Also thought people would be crying.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like a. Sometimes we have like three generations of family, just like
it's
quite
a nice day.
Yeah, and they'll come and they'll talk about whoever they've lost. It's not as not morbid at all.
That's what we love here.
How can I get the ashes back?
I don't know if you can, Becky.
Oh, that's gutting.
I know, I'm sorry.
That is really gutting.
What if we chop off a finger and burn that?
I wouldn't have a finger to put the ring on there, would I?
I totally let the intrusive thoughts win just then. Shouldn't say that out loud.
Oh,
keep that stuff to myself, James. Don't chop off a finger, Becky. No. It's not worth it. I'm sure that I know that they're beautiful, but maybe don't chop off a finger.
No, I'm not going to.
Let's
do
keep
that.
It serious. Maybe just like I'll. Hey, how about this? Me and you, when we clock off. Ash, Jet.
Let's go. One of you can have.
James.
One of you can have a piece of jewelry.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that's a nice sentiment, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
What type of glass is it that you?
Crystal. We use crystal glass.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So very, very tough then.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Mm. How do you know that?
I'm clever.
You are.
Yeah. Sometimes I just pull it out. I just sometimes like know things.
That's so cool.
Bone meal and crystal glasses.
You do it all.
It's that good private school education, guys. It really teaches you the important stuff.
And where is it based? I'm picturing a factory.
Yeah.
Is it a factory?
It's a small workshop. There's about 20 of us.
Yeah.
There's
20 of us, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're in Billericay, Essex. We've been there all the time. We've got five little separate workshops. We do all the components that we need to do. We do the engraving, polishing, setting, everything you would expect from a jewellery company, really.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, James, for coming in. Know next time someone...
kicks the bucket.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
I'll be stealing their ashes and coming to you.
Absolutely.
So,
let's do that. Also, quick question. I have one more question. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, you've got time.
Pets. Do you do pets?
Yes.
Guys, they do pets.
I don't want my dog to die now.
I'm going to tell you my favourite story.
James, you can tell us your favourite story. Tell us your favourite story.
Go, you're fine.
You tell us your favourite story. I opened up this box of worms.
Yeah, you did.
Do it, James.
Very early on. We hadn't really considered pets, right? We hadn't considered pets until a man came in and said, would it be okay when he dies to put some of his dog's ashes that he'd saved, that he wanted put in with his ashes when he died?
Aww,
and then sometime later, his wife came back and said, here you are. Here's some of his dog's ashes and here's my husband's ashes. We mixed them together.
That's quite cute.
That's
man
nice.
And dog together
and dog forever.
Oh, what did you make him into?
Nice. I can't remember. I can't remember. Probably it was for his wife, so probably
a ring or a pendant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's really nice.
That's so nice.
Death can be sweet.
It can be sweet sometimes.
See?
Even from beyond the grave, you can still do something nice for your wife.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Thank you, James.
Thank you for sharing. You're a sweet angel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a lovely rest of your day and
safe travels.
Yeah, where are you? London.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone, sorry.
Don't tell anyone.
We're going to go to a break. See you after the break.
FUBAR Radio.
And we're back.
Yay!
What was that noise?
That was my dinosaur noise. That's my pterodactyl.
I've never met anyone like you, Natasha.
Yeah, that is what they all say. And then they all say, oh my God, what is wrong with you? And they run in the other direction.
No, I didn't do that. Well, I have a show with you, so I can't run
Becky,
off.
Becky, you well, there is time. I promise you there's time.
Is there time for a game?
Oh, there's always time for a game. Fast game's a happy game. That's what I like to say.
This game, it's quite a fast game, so there's no hanging around here.
Yay. Where's the game?
It's I don't actually know what it's called, but
have we named it?
It's called Inappropriate Funeral Songs.
Fun.
So there are some songs here that I'm going
to
play.
I like it. Simple, clear. I understand the objective.
So I don't even need to tell you what to do then.
I think I get it.
Well, I want you to decide whether they're acceptable or not. So.
I think I'm going to... I mean, realistically, I just told you to chop off a finger. So I pretty much think that I probably...
Are you ready then for this?
Do it. I want to listen to some songs.
I'm just going to see if it works.
Oh, yeah. Another one bites the dust. I love this song. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Hilarious.
Would you have that?
I'd also like it that, you know, you'd come in down the coffin and you're in rhythm. Like you have your what are they called? Your usher boys, the altar boys.
No, oh, you want them like marriage. Lifting the coffin with yeah, I want in like time a with boom, the boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then surprise, step. You jump out.
And then like yeah, 100%.
Great.
Not dead yet.
Surprise. Just jokes.
Surprise.
All right, next one.
Do it. Try your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. No. There's plenty more fish in the sea. No.
I can't actually think of a context where that would be okay.
That, Kieran. So Kieran has made this game. One of our producers, Kieran. That is morbid. That's a morbid
what
one.
What was that last line? Dry Rose, mate.
And there's like, many there's more fish in the sea. I don't know that song,
that would
but
be
damn.
Awful. Bad friend to have plans that in their funeral.
Ooh, yoy.
Goodbye,
my lover. Love it. Goodbye, my friend. My favorite song. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I'm so hello, baby.
It's one of my favorite songs.
I think it's brilliant. I actually think as well, like, lol. Like, it's so... I can't believe I just said that.
It's too
as a
on the nose.
I'd quite like it as a... It's almost like a parody of itself now, that song. Like, because of... is it Gavin and Stacey? That's that, you know. Anyway.
I don't know. Do I tell you? Moving
she
on.
She doesn't know. Do it. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Do you know what? That's for us. That's our teenage years right there.
It is.
That's like that. That takes me back to being 16. Like I feel like.
Oh, Tash.
What?
When one of us dies, yeah. Can we have one of these songs at our funeral?
Of course, and one of us will have to perform it live.
I think it should be Dry Your Eyes, Mate.
Dry Your Eyes,
Something that I used to know. That is fucking hilarious. But I don't know when that would be. You know, would it be as you're walking down the aisle?
It's the exit, isn't it? It's like, everyone's like, and that is the ceremony for today. Thank you so much. If you want to leave the cemetery and go on to the wake, and then out plays. I'm just somebody that I used to know.
There's a tipple on your right.
Whoever does that. Okay. If one of us has to lose a bet. Actually, okay, here's the thing. Kieran, when one of us dies, you have to tally up every game that I've either won or Becky's either won, and then whoever does it has to play somebody that I used to know at the end of
no,
the funeral.
No, Dry Your Eyes, Mate. It's gonna
dry
be a proper like. Oh my god.
Fish in the sea.
I don't know how many of these I've done. Okay.
I don't know. Don't think. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Oh, I love a bit of Kelly Clarkson. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It depends how you die, I think.
I definitely think, like, if, you know, if one dies of a, say, oh, God, no, this is getting dark now.
Really
Kieran,
cheap,
you've really changed us. I was literally about to say, like, if you die of cancer, that's hilarious. Ha, 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 that. No, I don't think that's that funny, Tash. I actually think that's a bit dark. I'm gonna have to talk about this in therapy. Fuck.
Okay, we've got, I think, two more.
Do it. Is it too late now? No!
I would play this. I would like, I'd hack the speaker if it was like a sexy ex that I had or something that I'd upset.
Yeah, 100%. I also think that I actually am of the opinion that Justin Bieber should not be allowed to be played at funerals.
Why?
I think it's too, I don't know. There's something indecent about it, in my opinion.
Really?
I don't know what it is. There's something indecent about Justin Bieber, like, shirtless. Like, is it only nervously sorry?
Do you know what I mean? Why is he shirtless? He's not at the funeral.
No, but he's just always shirtless image. In my head.
Right. We've got an unknown one now.
Ooh. Okay, I don't know what Kieran this is. Was excited about this, so it better be good.
I'm scared.
That's some wet ass pussy.
Oh my god.
Yes, do it. Fuck yeah.
But my mother at the at my funeral.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, you're fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
When would that be appropriate?
It's not appropriate, and that's why it's so good. It's never going to be appropriate, and I just think it's perfect. I mean, to be fair, there is a slight part of it that I fear that it might cause some, like...
Family feuds?
No, some, like, you know, domino effect heart attacks. Like, the complete shock of it being like, oh, my God. And then you just get, like, Uncle Dave and... Carrie just kind of like dropping like flies, just like, oh, I can't, she's so shameful.
That's too good. What a fucking brilliant game. Love it. Thanks, Kieran.
Love Kieran. We should do this more often. Can this be a recurring segment?
I don't even know how to move on from this. That's the problem. It's just too good.
I think this should just be a bit where Kieran just throws a song at us once a week and we go appropriate or unappropriate. Happy,
well,
happy
Tuesday. I sung A Case of You by Joni Mitchell at my dad's funeral.
That's a beautiful song.
Because it was a beautiful song, but when I look back at it, it's about like...
It's about love.
Love.
No,
and
but
like,
I... No, okay, okay.
I would drink a case of you.
Okay, no, hear me out, okay? Because I have something to say. Are we... Can I say something?
Yeah, I think so. You can say whatever you want.
Thank
Is
God.
Is it interesting?
I've been talking for hours and nobody stopped me. Spotify Wrapped came out this week.
Oh yeah.
And I am in the top 0.01% of Joni Mitchell's listeners. I have never been more proud of myself, probably in my entire life.
I love her so
much. I was like, oh yeah, you're going on Instagram. That's so cool. I think Case of You is a beautiful song to sing. Because it's like, and I was a lonely painter, I had a box of paints.
Well, I didn't actually sing it. Oh. It was, I recorded it. Aww. And then, like, prior to the funeral.
It's hard.
And then it was played.
No, that's the best way. And can I tell you why?
Because I would have sung very badly.
Well, I wrote a poem for my mum's funeral and then proceeded to not do it and sobbed my little heart out because I freaked out and was like, I can't. So, good idea, pre-recording. I like that for you.
Wow.
It shows... intelligence. It shows
there's lots to learn, isn't there, for the next funerals.
We've got time.
Make people rings, are gonna blah, die. Blah, blah, blah. People are gonna die. What have you mourned this week?
Well,
I love speaking like this.
I know, we have a really nice time when we do the ASMR.
Sorry. What have you actually mourned this week?
Guys, it's that time of the month again!
Oh, you Tash can't talk about period. Your period!
No, I can. I can talk about my period every single time I'm on my period because I'm on my period and it hurts!
I'm sorry.
It really hurts. I'm fine.
No, I am actually doing it.
I am on my period, but I'm also... but that is not why I'm mourning this week.
I had a friend that listened to some of our episodes and she
what
went...
What did she say?
Sometimes you really just ignore what Natasha says and you just shoot her down. So now I'm really conscious of doing that. So.
Oh my God, can I tell you something? I am used to that in my entire life because I often say things like all the time. So I really do not get, I probably have not even noticed that you do that. I'm so in my own world about it that I'm just like, Becky thought that was really funny. And it probably wasn't that funny, but it's quite funny.
Well, no, I'm just very conscious of it. But no, I want to know, we've got like.
What am I mourning?
Yeah.
I'm mourning, I'm not going to lie, as the listeners know, one has been having some health troubles and one cannot do things that one enjoys, like dancing and painting and crochet. I can't do any of my crafts, and I've been having therapy and crying because I'm kind of like, my therapist said, she was like, you're grieving like your able body, which obviously we're not entirely sure of this forever, but at this moment in time, I feel very different and I feel very like out of control. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been really missing mummy this week. Like, really missing mummy. Like, I just like, there's something about when you're sick.
You want that.
There's
kind
something
of
about
comfort.
Like, yeah. And like, obviously, like, my dad is great and like, you know, but there's something.
You want someone to care
like,
for
yeah,
you in
there's
that
something
way.
Slightly different. Like, I imagine, because I haven't had a mum for, 17 years? I have no idea what it's like to call your mum and your mum just drop everything and come to you. I don't understand that. And like, it, I know, I'm sorry, but like,
I
imagine it. I imagine it like so clearly in my head sometimes. I'm just like, the thought of like someone, oh, I'm gonna get upset.
Okay, thought of someone.
I know we don't normally get upset no. here, but I like it. We're allowed to. The thought of someone like just dropping everything and like, being like, I'm just gonna change your bed sheets and like, I'm gonna make you some soup. And like, shout out to Cass, who is my best friend who is outside. He does that for me sometimes, which I very much love and appreciate. And I'm glad that he's here today. But yeah, no, it's a weird thing. And I think that like,
do you sometimes wish that you could, you know, before I've talked about wearing like a sign on your head that says my dad's dead.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes wish that you had that in terms of like, so your friends could step
up
and kind
my
of.
God. Well,
do that for you.
Well, here's the tea. Here's the hot tea. Is that I've had some amazing, amazing friends who have been with me in like some of the hardest moments in my life. And I've realized that they can't be there for you the same way that a parent will be. And even though you need them. And so when they can't be there for you, there's this like, oh my God, this awful moment where you're like, I can't breathe and they can't do anything about it. And I will say like, I've lost a few friends because of that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like a level of like me realizing that it, because also it's not their fault, but it's just like, I'm quite a cryy, sad kind of person sometimes. And I think people are often like a bit kind of like, hey, you know, get on with it, like it's all right. And I'm like,
well, that's
no.
comes from a level of not understanding and
yeah,
empathizing.
But I also
though.
Think I agree, but I also think there's a level of like, they're really, really empathetic for so long, but I'm like, this is never gonna go away. That's the thing for me, is like, it's kind of like a forever thing, whereas like, I think a lot of people like understand grief and it's like, oh, you're sad today and you're sad tomorrow and you're sad for a week and you're sad for a month, okay, fair. But what happens when you're sad for a year and like your friends have to carry on without blinking and you being sad for a year? It's not fair on them sometimes, and I get that, and like, I appreciate that it's hard. And I think that just the difference for me is that like, I can go home and I do have dad and I do have Tabs, but like, it's very different. I can't lean on my little sister. She's also hurt by mum and
by
mum dying. And yeah, I think it's just,
what do you turn to then when you're in those kind of
I'm a serial isolator. I'm like, if I can't do it on my own, guess I'm just never leaving the house again. Guess I can't have friends. Guess I can't do it. Like,
but do you like binge watch TV? Do you read books? Do you like,
yeah,
how, what's
I mean,
your kind of vice?
Oh, okay.
When you get, I'm only speaking.
No,
only
I like
that.
I like that. It's interesting. I would say, yeah, I do love. I'd tell you something. So my therapist, because, okay, trigger warning, a little suicidal trigger warning.
Oh, God.
I do occasionally, like, have suicidal ideation.
You did say that before. I have said that before, haven't I?
Yeah. Which is never fun. I'm not going to do it as of yet. We'll let you know. sorry, Becky. But no. But here's the thing. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. But my therapist said something to me. She was like, I own an Udi. Do you know what an Udi is?
Oh, you told me this. Yeah, you said this before.
Have I said this before?
Yeah, you've said it's the best thing ever.
Oh, shit. Okay, we're going round and round. Anyway, the point being is that do you want to die? Do you want to sit in your Udi? I want to sit in my Udi. Okay, so you're going to sit in your Udi. And what am I going to do? I'm going to watch all of the Lord of the Rings extended versions in succession and just not do anything. A little bit crochet. If I'm in the mood and I'm, like, happy... But, you know, I'm, like, still, like, I feel, like, alive. I'll do some painting. But, like, it's weird. I think I'm still learning how to look after myself when I'm feeling like that.
But that sounds, like, quite healthy, apart from the ideation you said. They do sound, like, quite healthy forms of...
I haven't done that in a really long time, by the way. I just want to point that out. I'm all
of
right.
Of therapy, like, self-love is, I think, what it's called. Because that's what I learned. I don't think we have time to go on for much longer. But that's what I learned in terms of... like filling that void or you know wanting someone to care for you is like I then go into self-destruct mode and self-destruct apparently means anger and so I'm actually very angry but it also means I'm trying to fill the void with
what do you end up doing?
I can't talk about it on an uncensored program but lots of things I shouldn't.
You're talking boys.
Yeah, and naughty things. And, like, it's just not... I'm actually being open about it.
And, I do the same thing. We can't talk about illegal shit, but sometimes we do it.
But, like, maybe this has to be cut out. But I also think that it's important to talk about because I think I'm alone in it. And then I realised that I'm not. And I read this article about, like, the void and filling it with all these things. And that's what I do when I'm really, like, feeling like I want someone to care for me or love me. I then turn to something else that's going to, like, fill that for a moment. And then I realise it doesn't. And then I go back into that cycle. And then I feel a little bit better again. And then it kind of repeats. Yeah. And that's, I'm trying to get out of that. And that's why I thought it was really interesting asking you what it is that you do. Because I think you watch TV and like sit in your Udi or whatever it's called. And I think that's fucking good.
I wasn't going to tell you about the illicit drug taking, but I'm kidding.
I didn't say that.
I also love a bath bomb. I know this is not an ad for like look at this lot. Our producers are looking at us like fucking hell guys, stop.
They're telling us
talking.
To wrap up because it's Christmas.
It's there been to Christmas, there been to Christmas, we get back. Okay.
So
well
that feels
so
really
the summary,
tragic to end right now.
The
but
summary
we have to.
Of the show, I'm not gonna kill myself. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Right, I'm not ending it like that. I'm going to end it. I'm going to end 2024 with saying it's been a really fucking cool year.
This
We've
has been
lots.
Really fucking cool.
It's been so fun to do this with you, Tash.
I'm so glad that we're doing this.
And no one worry about us. We're fine.
We're
this
so
is just
fine.
Death,
both of us.
A funny business.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we're both in therapy. We suggest that everyone else gets therapy.
And
always,
also,
if you can afford it, and if the NHS will help you.
For people to listen to and go, oh my God, same.
Yeah, and also,
start sending us
your emails. Start talking to us. We want to know your weird stories. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what your vice is. We want to know how you deal with death. And we want to know.
We want to know it all.
All your giggles.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And also thanks, James Watts, for coming on.
Thanks, James Watts.
He was amazing.
Thank you to our producers. Yes!
Thank you to everyone.
And Kieran and Maddie. Woo! And Lonnie.
Merry Christmas!
Bye!